Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast with me, Gary Fox. It's Monday, that means it's Idea Lab. So what are we talking about today? Today we're talking about a subject very close to my heart and a company I know very, very well. We're talking about Airbnb. Peloton dominated the business news last week and their shares took a tumble and the entire business model was questioned, I think somewhat unfairly, after they released some results. Their Q4 results, and they announced that their CEO was stepping down, and there was a massive furore about them being not as good a company as they thought they were, that the model was broken and blah blah blah. But within all that, Airbnb also released their Q4 earnings for 2021, and they were pretty surprising, maybe not so surprising, but pretty remarkable results. So I've broken them down today in the newsletter, so if you're subscribed to that, and if not, you should be. You will get an in-depth analysis of that. And if not, I'm going to break it down for you right now. First, I want to say a quick thank you to my sponsor, Sage. As an entrepreneur, you need to be leveraging tools and software to run your business as smoothly and efficiently as possible. That is why I'm delighted to partner with Sage for this season of the pod. Sage is the global market leader for technology that helps small and medium businesses perform at their best. To learn more about Sage, go to sage.com or click the link in the pod description. Now, before we kick off, I mentioned this last week on the pod as well. Friend of the pod, Pamela Laird, is doing a fundraise for her company, Moxie Loves. They're partnered up with Quintus, who are an excellent Irish firm. So if you're interested in becoming an angel investor and having someone guide you through the whole process, you can contact Kevin at Quintus and they will help you through. And also you get to invest in a fantastic Irish entrepreneur, Pamela Laird. Now, on with today's chat about Airbnb. So I've worked in the Airbnb space. So my business runs on top of Airbnb. So we use Airbnb as a platform. We're not an official company partnered with them or anything like that. We just use their platform for finding our guests and hosting our guests. Now, they announced that in Q4 of 2021, their revenue was $1.53 billion. And that's up 78% year on year. That is phenomenal. Bearing in mind, a lot of that would have been just coming out of COVID and there would still been lockdowns going on. So their gross profit was $1.24 billion. That's up 90% year on year. Don't worry, it's not going to be all stats and figures. I'm not financially minded in that way, so it's not going to be that kind of podcast, so stick with it. I'm going to break out why I think these results are so remarkable. Besides the fact that it was during COVID and it was amazing that a company can go that high, obviously, 2021, they're absolutely decimated by COVID, but still, to put these numbers together in 2021, where we're still in the midst of a pandemic, is damn impressive. So there's a couple of interesting things. I should say before I start, I got this idea from a chap called the Wolf of Harcourt Street. He's an Irish guy who does financial analysis on companies and on the stock market. Really, really good stuff. Really simple, in-depth, simple but in-depth breakdowns of companies. So I'd say he's well worth a follow on Twitter. Go to Wolf of Harcourt Street, or his blog is the Wolf of Harcourt Street, if you just search for that. Or if you're on the newsletter, I've linked it in this week's thing. So I just want to say a quick thank you to him and to note my source on where I got the idea from for this week. So a couple of things really stood out to me in the results for Airbnb. And the first thing was, this is my first nugget, nearly half of all nights booked in Q4 were for stays for a week or longer. So 50% of all stays in the last quarter of 2021 were for stays of a week or longer. That is huge. And that, to me, is an indicator of a wider trend. So Idea Labs are all about trends and spotting ideas and giving you guys ideas of how you can incorporate this sort of stuff into your existing business or start a new business from this. So my business is Airbnb management, so I manage properties for Airbnb hosts, but there's a whole load of other businesses you could be starting and running on top of Airbnb. So my analysis of that stat is, so 50% of all nights booked in Q4 were for stays of a week or longer. My analysis is that is how people are living and working has changed, and how people now work and live after the pandemic has changed also. COVID has taught us that remote working is possible. I think to a lot of industries and a lot of people, remote working was never an option. Either your employer didn't allow it or you didn't just try it. But we just all had to try it. And I think people's lifestyles have now adapted to that. And I think it's going to be impossible to convince workers to go back to an office 5 days a week. But why is that impacting an Airbnb? Airbnb is benefiting from the rise in a flexible workforce, which means people are now going, well, if I'm working from my laptop, why am I doing that at home all year? I could definitely be doing a month in Lisbon or a month in Bali or a month in Marbella and going out there for a month, still living in Ireland full time, but having different bases throughout the year. So going somewhere for a month, 2 months or 3 months, you know, that used to be the preserve of people who were retired or the idle rich. They would winter somewhere else. And now you're seeing the flexible workforce deciding that, well, why would I just stay home for November, Jan, Feb? And I know people who are doing this, and I think it's just an absolutely cracking idea. So they're going, getting an Airbnb for a month or two. It's often half the price or more than their mortgage or the rent would be here in Ireland. So the workation, I think this is a great word. A member of the EE community coined this to me, and I've started using it ever since. A workation. So what is a workation? So you're still working. So you're not just taking like 2-3 weeks off. You're not, you know, you're not kind of going, okay, I'm taking all my annual leave in one go. So you're not doing that. But what you are doing is you're going away to wherever, let's say Lisbon, and you're working, say, Monday to Friday as you would normally. And then at the weekend and in the evenings and in the mornings, you're enjoying being in the sun. You're enjoying being somewhere new. You're enjoying the experience of being away, but yet you're still maintaining your normal work life and normal work hours. So it's the same thing if you're sitting in Mullingar or sitting in Marbella. It's the exact same thing. So that is why that is an interesting trend I'm noticing with Airbnb. Breaks are going to be longer for us. It used just to be our longer breaks would mainly have been people coming here to work. But now you're seeing people who are coming here to work, but equally they're coming here to work in their own business, which is not, you know, an office in Dublin. They used to come over to us, stay maybe 2-4 weeks because they were going to the, wherever, the Google head office or the LinkedIn head office. They wouldn't actually be working from the apartment. And there's also something important then. If you are in hospitality now, you need to factor that in. I saw a startup in, I think it's US based. I think it's called Wonder. I'll dig it out for next week. And they specialize in high-end rentals for people who work remotely. And what they do is they have an office set up in each of their properties. High-speed broadband, proper office Herman Miller chair, which is worth a fortune, a huge screen, and a laptop dock, and a proper office desk set up in a portion of their high-end rental. So there's definitely going to be that trend. It's going to continue. So if you're in the hospitality space, or even if you're not, if you're thinking about starting a business, definitely look at the trends that are happening out there in terms of longer stays. So Airbnb, nugget number two, Airbnb are coming out of the pandemic leaner, better equipped to make profit, and a more agile company. They obviously trimmed a lot of staff and a lot of costs and a lot of overhead. Prior to the IPO, they were ramping up massively, spending a huge amount of money. But like a lot of companies, they had to trim hugely during COVID and before COVID. So that means a lot of these companies are now coming out of the pandemic a lot more efficient, a lot more agile, and a lot more primed to become very, very strong, very, very profitable businesses. I think if you did your homework and you had a look around similar businesses to Airbnb, that you'd be able to spot a lot of very good investment trends. It's not an investment podcast, but there is some insights for you on Airbnb. If you enjoy this type of format, let me know. I'm looking at digging into certain types of companies and then identifying ideas for you and me that we can then use in our own businesses. So if you enjoy that, let me know. Next week podcast, I'm going to break the newsletter actually into three different parts. So let me know what you think of this format. It'll be healthy, wealthy, and wise. So the newsletter will change for March and it will become broken into three parts: healthy, wealthy, wise, with the aim of helping us all be better entrepreneurs, as always. Coming up on Thursday, we have Lisa, the co-founder of Spotlight Oral Care. So join me on that. If you're not subscribed on Spotify and Apple, jump over and do that right now. You can also leave ratings on Spotify now. So if you are enjoying the pod, on the top left-hand corner on your mobile device, you can see a little rating. It takes 2 seconds to just hit the star icon. Hit 5 of them while you're at it. As I said earlier, jump on the newsletter. We're going to be giving away 1,500 newsletters. We're going to be giving away 1,500 euro to someone who's on the newsletter this year. We're going to be giving away 1,500 euro to people who are on the newsletter in the next 12 months. So jump on, go to MrGaryFox.com. We have a load of events coming up. So if you're in the Entrepreneur Experiment community, come along to those. We'll be doing our monthly meetup, as always, on the first Thursday of the month. You have to be a member to come along. So it costs 99 euro for the entire year, but that does give you access for free to all our events. We've monthly meetups. We've three events coming up, one for pre-launch people who are, have ideas but haven't made the jump into their own business yet. We've events for someone who is scaling their business from zero to 500,000. And we have an event for someone who's scaling their business from 500,000 plus. So if that's you, jump on to the community, go to MrGaryFox.com and jump on and join us for the year. It's easier when you're working together. I will see you back here on Thursday for the Entrepreneur Experiment, as I said, with Lisa, the co-founder of Spotlight Oral Care. Until then, have a fantastic week. Thank you.